This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump is only the third president in the nation's history to be impeached. The House has now carried the formal articles of impeachment to the Senate, which will transform itself into an impeachment court at noon today.
With cameras clicking, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signed the official transmittal of the two articles of impeachment against President Trump for withholding aid to Ukraine.
This president will be held accountable.
She calls it a sad day in history. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell calls it difficult.
This is precisely the kind of time for which the framers created the Senate.
He says the senators who'll be sworn in as jurors will rise above the politics and serve the nation's best interest. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The president says he's done nothing wrong. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says President Trump is focused on working for the American people. He points to the new trade deal he just signed with China.
You see what the president's been able to do while the House is doing its best to play politics and ignore the needs of the American people. The president is signing one of the biggest trade deals in our country's history with China.
A close associate of President Trump's personal lawyer says he delivered an ultimatum in May to the president of Ukraine. All U.S. aid to Ukraine would be withheld if it did not announce an investigation into Joe Biden. Lev Parnas says President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He says Attorney General William Barr knew, too. The Justice Department says that's not true. More heavy snow expected today over the Great Lakes and parts of the Northeast. A strong storm is rolling across the West, too, says the National Weather Service, with heavy snow, strong winds, and rain. And another storm is expected to hit from the plains through the East Coast tomorrow. This is AP News. The judge in Harvey Weinstein's rape trial in New York is warning members of the jury pool not to tweet about the case.
Judge James Burke says he was alerted some prospective jurors went on Twitter and Facebook after he said not to do it. The latest batch were told jury post amount to contempt of court, which could mean up to 30 days in jail. Weinstein's lawyers brought up some examples. One potential juror tweeted about leveraging serving on the jury of a high-profile case to promote a book he wrote. Another used a laughing emoji when asked if she'd been picked. One social media star, supermodel Gigi Hadid, was in the Weinstein pool. Both sides have agreed someone with more than 50 million Instagram followers on the jury would create too much of a commotion. I'm Ed Donahue.
Now that Ken Jennings won the $1 million prize in the Jeopardy Greatest of All Time tournament, will he do it all over again if there were a rematch? No, I'm out, he told us. Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.